Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, March the 27th. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be billed on a recurring basis and automatically deducted from your card every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So now let's have a look at today's show. Well, I'm going to start out by talking to you about how the US economy and society have structural problems that cannot be solved within the current status quo. You know, creative destruction is a concept which eliminates insufficient and inefficient, unproductive enterprises, and it frees the trapped capital to be deployed in more productive ways. This is done automatically in capitalism. When vested interests keep failed systems from collapsing, creative destruction is not allowed to reallocate capital and labour. So we will have a quick look at what's going on there. It's not very encouraging. Then I'm going to talk about the Federal Reserve criminals, the central bank monsters who are now playing with trillions, you know, that's your trillions, ladies and gentlemen, the way Vegas out-of-control gamblers play with hundreds or thousands at the crap tables. And then I'll talk about the bad news Boeing segment, which I try to include in every show. Then I'm going to talk about the lesson that we have learnt, being that lessons are not being learnt. It's quite an important statement that I have to flesh out for you there, so I strongly advise you to listen carefully. Then what I call my most intense segment ever, in which I talk about the outrage being perpetrated by the Fed, the Federal Reserve. I get rather worked up at some points, and that's, I didn't actually create the title to this show until I'd finished it, and then I realised I had nothing else to say. Then, when that is done, I shall talk about the systemic collapse, which is the various different elements of our business life, which are falling apart, such as we have bank runs to look forward to, we have the breakdown of the industrial supply system, the American multinationals, What's really needed is a new conception of antitrust laws to ensure that monopolistic or oligopolistic practices in pivotal industries aren't placing the country's culture at risk. All right, well, then I'm going to talk a little bit about the contribution of Hollywood to all this, which is no picnic. Trouble is that celebrities are eager to believe positive stories about the system which favours them. And as we've all seen, Hollywood is a giant propaganda mill, which is funded and controlled by the US war machine. So quite a little bit to talk about there. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows upon demand, individually, so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. All you have to do is just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So feel free, select any of the shows in the archives to my Podbean page. And if you don't have a preference, I strongly recommend the latest shows, the latest 3 shows, because most of them deal in some degree with current affairs, and those current affairs will be uppermost in your mind, so they'll give you pretty much a chance to see how I deal with them. All right, well, to finish, let me give you my contact information. I have an email address which is actually on my Podbean page at the top, but here it is if you'd like to write it down. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, my name, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. And then, as I think many of you know, I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook contains material which is a little insufficient for a show, but I think you need to know anyway. And my Twitter page has the famous one-liners, which I try to update as frequently as possible. So my Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. Now that's all one word, lowercase, no punctuation and no spaces. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter page is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, one word, lowercase, no punctuation, no spaces. My initials, RM, and Wake Up Call. RM Wake Up Call. Okay? All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, as we are sitting nicely on a Friday, I shall wish you all a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back with you. This is Richard Martin from The Wake Up Call. See you again on Monday with another synopsis. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.